Well, good morning, everyone. Mike Brenhog, the Focus Guy, and welcome to the Focus Radio Show, where we bring you experts, thought leaders, and authors to share their insights to help you increase your sales and grow your business. And we have a very special guest today. And before I introduce our guest, one of the things that I enjoy doing is actually interviewing authors and experts. That's why I do this, is not only to have fun, but I enjoy learning myself, and I enjoy sharing that with others, with the business community. So whether you are an entrepreneur or a business owner or a leader, I'm going to do my best to try and bring some of the brightest people here that are really have the street smarts, that are out there in the thick of it each and every day, bringing their perspective to help you grow your business, to lead others, and so that you can have the business that you dream of. And I'm excited about the guest that I'm going to introduce to you here. And one of the things that I want to dive into and learn a little more about her, because I would have never thought this, is her fly fishing. But let me introduce our guest, Kathy Sparrow. And she actually has a new book that she is co-authored with, I believe it's 9 or 10 other experts. So we want to learn a little more about that. And the book is Ignite Your Leadership: Proven Tools for Leaders to Energize Their Teams, Fuel Momentum, and Accelerate Results. And I'll tell you, that title right there fits right in with this show, because that is exactly what it's about. So let me tell you a little bit about Kathy here. Kathy Sparrow is a self-leadership expert, a message strategist, and I'll tell you, that is key, getting your message down. She's an award-winning author and a speaker and a university professor. An expert in a narrative theory and the journey of self-discovery, she assists individuals in embracing change and expressing themselves with confidence, awareness, and courage using the tools of writing, fly fishing, and intentional conversation. And I'll tell you that last part, intentional conversation, I hope we have time to dive into that as well. So Kathy, welcome to the show. Very excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. It's a pleasure.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit here. There's a lot. We have 30 minutes here, but there's a lot that I want to cover. Not only the title of your book, I absolutely love that. But here's what I want to know. What ignited you and these other co-authors to write this book? And you have, I think, a little twist on the book. It's not just writing. You actually have interviewed some of these experts, correct?
Well, we've got a couple things going here.
Okay.
We have a summit that is actually going on right now, Ignite the Leader Within Summit. And that's a companion to the
mm-hmm.
book. And
okay.
each of my team of authors have interviewed experts in leadership. And I think we have 37 experts that are going to be aired over the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
So that's Ignite the Leader Within Summit. And that's the URL for that, actually. And that came about after the book. That wasn't even part of the whole idea of the book. Ignite Your Leadership mm-hmm. began as a whisper when I was on the assisting team for Jack Canfield. I think we were in Huntington Beach, and somebody said to me, "We need to do something together. How about you spearhead a book for us?" I'm a writer. Come out of the publishing world. I help people write books. I'm a book coach, a writing coach, actually a message coach. I would
okay.
do more than books. And so that was like in October. Somebody said it again in November. And then the man who eventually became my partner in this project, Neil Raymond, said it to me in January. We were Skyping. He's from Australia. And I said, "I'm not doing this alone. Apparently I need to do it, because the universe keeps sending me this message." And that was 4 years ago. So we started, Neil and I started talking. And by October of, I think it was 2014, we had a group of people we wanted to invite into the project. And so we ended up with Ignite Your Leadership with 11 chapters, 11 authors.
Okay, excellent. I'll tell you, that is a lot to manage and to coordinate, bringing 11 authors to co-author a book and not only to bring it together to so that it can read correctly, and then you have the summit on top of that that you've added. So how did you manage to take all this on and have it launching all at the same time and maintain your sanity?
Teamwork. I didn't do it alone.
Okay.
There was no way I didn't. Last year, toward the end of the year, Jane Ransom stepped in and took over a lot of coordination and getting everybody to really step up. We had, you know, people are busy, so we had some deadlines that got missed. So Jane took over that while I continued to work the book through. The production process, she also took care of some of the graphics. And Neil really was the leader of the launch, I mean, the summit. I wrote a lot of the copy, but he was the behind the scenes getting the graphics done and all that and getting the site up for it. So it is teamwork. No leader does anything alone. And without that, I could not have done this alone. It would have been, yeah.
Well, and I think you've really hit on something. For any organization or any project, you really need to have a team, and that's really what leadership is about. So let me ask you this, because there's many books out there on leadership. How is your book different? What will it do for the leader or for the entrepreneur, somebody that's going to read your book? What are they going to walk away with?
We covered three different areas of leadership. First, and that's the whole first section of our book. And the whole concept of self-leadership, we have to know ourselves first before we can really help others to grow and become their best. So that's one. The next section of the book is leading others. You know, really tips for how to effectively get others to become leaders in their own right. Because I believe everybody's a leader, and we just have different variations of leadership, different responsibilities in that role. And then the third section of our book is leading organizations. So each of our authors has expertise in those areas. And we're global. We have a global perspective. We really do represent the global face of leadership. And it wasn't anything that we had planned to do. It just happened. When I stepped back, I went, wow, we have men, we have women, and people from, we have one author from the Czech Republic, two from Australia, and then the other, if I do my math, eight of us are from the United States.
Well, and that's pretty powerful right there. And for those of you that are listening, even if you're here in the States, wherever you may be actually globally, getting that different perspective on leadership from other people from other parts of the world is critically important, because wherever you're at, you're in your own little paradigm. And in order to grow your leadership and strengthen that, it is important to be able to gain additional perspective. So I definitely can see where that is a key, element to your book there, having that the different perspectives of the authors globally. So that's powerful.
Yeah, and you know, we're it's a small world. It really is a small world, and there's a lot of organizations that don't just do business in one country or another. So having that broader, realization and observations really does help.
Right. So let me ask you this. We have not only globally where, and it is a small world, but there's a lot of leaders, but we also have where we're going through a time where we have a lot of generational leaders all over the spectrum. And, you know, even the millennials, there's leaders within that are doing some amazing things. Where does your book fit in? Does it cover the whole spectrum?
Yes, because the leadership, the principles of leadership are cross-cultural, cross-generational.
Okay.
Yeah. I bring this into my classroom. I use the head fake. I teach my students how to write, but I'm teaching them with the theme of leadership. And they rocked it the other day. We were mind mapping all the qualities of leadership. And I was like, amazed at these 18-year-olds listed all the elements of leadership that we have mentioned in our book.
Mm-hmm.
Self-awareness, you know, leading from the heart, having compassion, having integrity, being able to create trust. Everything that we cover in the book is here.
Do you guys, in your book, do you guys talk about core values? Does anybody touch on core values? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about values and really approaching leadership with consciousness,
mm-hmm.
being really self-aware. Pete Winiarski talks about that in his his chapter, Conscious Leadership, Leading Others by First Leading Yourself. I talk about discovering your why, dissolving your why nots, and the power of the story, and really knowing yourself,
mm-hmm.
knowing what's important to you, having your values, living your values, and then being able to share those, model that for other people.
Right. Yeah, and that is important. So let's do this. For those that are listening, Kathy, let's share with them the other authors that joined you on this book. Would you mind just sharing who they are?
Not at all. It's my pleasure. These people are near and dear to my heart. We train together in Jack's Train the Trainer program.
Mm-hmm.
We're friends, and they really make up, they're very high integrity, high value people, just live their talk, which is really awesome. So Pete Winiarski, as I mentioned, he is from the business, the CEO of Win Enterprises. He also has
okay.
Business Consulting Institute. And then Natalie Osborne, her chapter is Power of Personal Energy, the KW of Leadership. She actually comes out of the energy field, which is cool, and she's got a lot of really interesting tips on really how to harness your personal power. And then Sergio Cedes, and I forgot, he's from Mexico, and he actually has a book on the same title, Intentional Possibility, The Magic of Happiness and the Power of Change. He's a
Excellent.
Former professor in robotics. Yeah. And then we have Neil Raymond, my partner from Australia, Leading Others. Transform your leadership, transcend your team. And then Sally Dooley, also from Australia, Teams That Shine, Creating Conditions for Maximum Engagement. Jaroslav Prusa, and he's a friend from the Czech Republic, Leadership at the Heart Level, Tapping into Creative Powers of Mind and Emotion to Make Things Happen. And then Jane Ransom, How to Win Engagement Fast, Playing the Ace of Praise, which is really important, praising our teams rather than, you know, pointing out what needs to be improved, but praising them for all the good. And then Amina Makhdoum, she has her chapter, Leading Change, How to Create True, Meaningful, and Impactful Change in Your Organization. And then Connie Whitesell, Planning with Passion, Business Strategizing for Inspired Leaders. She's got a great way to get yourself going and plan your day, plan your business growth. And then Lyndon Kidd has Positivity Works, the Heart of Employee Engagement. And she really addresses the importance of keeping our workforce rather than having them disappear and go elsewhere.
It sounds like an awesome book, really exciting, and I'm looking forward to reading it. So share with our listeners, Kathy, where they can find the book. Will it be available on Amazon? And I assume you have a website as well?
Yes. Excuse me. It is on Amazon. And it is, again, the book's title is Ignite Your Leadership, Proven Tools for Leaders to Energize Teams and Fuel Momentum and Accelerate Results. And the website is, I'm going to have to pull that up.
And while you're doing that, for those listening, we will have information on the book on thefocusguy.com. And we have a tab called Radio Show there. So again, that's thefocusguy.com. And we'll have information on Kathy, the book, and the other authors there so you can find it. So what is that website, Kathy?
So it's HTTP and then motivationalpress.com/ignite-your-leadership/.
Okay. And do me a favor, send me that link and we'll make sure we get that on thefocusguy.com so people can easily find the book and learn more about you and the other authors. So I want to dive a little deeper. I'm just curious to the link, it really caught my attention, the fly fishing. So talk to me a little bit about the fly fishing and how that ties in here, you know, with the book and with leadership.
So I don't touch about the fly fishing in this particular book. That's going to be in the book, another book that's launching next month.
Okay.
It's a different book. It's The Innovators. And I was invited to share a chapter there. And my chapter there is it's all about the cast of Fly Fisher's Guide to Leadership. And I began fly fishing in, I think, around the year 2000. I was married to a man who fly fished, and I decided that that would be a good thing for me to learn how to do. So we could spend
okay.
time together. We ended up building a fly fishing lodge. And at the time, I was approached by a publisher who I was doing some editing for, and she says, "I'd love for you to write a fly fishing book." And I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought it was going to be a how-to, and it turned into really, that book is On the Mother Lagoon, Fly Fishing and the Spiritual Journey. And I chronicled my journey of learning to fly fish. I look at life as a metaphor. So fly fishing became a metaphor for life for me. And I realized that what was showing up for me in the way I cast and the way I stalked fish, it was on the lower Laguna Madre that I had my lodge, beautiful shallow water estuary. Everything that I did on the water, I could see that I was doing, using the same patterns and habits on land. And I went, And I was watching my clients. So I eventually became a guide because we grew so big that we ran out of help. So I started fly fish guiding, and I would watch my clients and these observations. And it was actually during my training with Jack Canfield that I came up with the idea of marrying leadership with the fly fishing and using that. And to be quite honest, this is where I procrastinated. I kind of held back. I wouldn't say procrastinated. I didn't trust myself to know this like I do now. And I've married the fly fishing with everything I know about leadership. And the whole intention is to be out on the water, away, engaging in nature, which has its own benefits, getting out of the cubicle and using fly fishing as a mirror for what a leader may be going through. It also lends itself to a beautiful place for conversation.
Well, and actually, I think I'm seeing a little connection here that, you know, one of the things you guys talk about in your book here is developing that self-awareness, right?
Well, that's true. That is the connection. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, as a leader, that's extremely important is to have that time to reflect and, you know, to develop the self-awareness, to learn more about yourself and just have some uncluttered and focused thoughts that you can ruminate on and really figure out in your business, in your leadership, what direction, you know, to take. So it's extremely powerful. I can see that.
It is. Yeah, it is. And actually my clientele, we're mostly small business owners, CEOs.
Okay.
A lot of the, yeah. So my doctors, lawyers, they would come, and a lot of times teams would come, and they would be able to talk about their, you know, their projects, their challenges on the water, or sitting on the dock at the end of the day. And so it really, I think that step away from our work, from, you know, our day to day, the desk, the environment really allows us to get a different perspective. You can kind of take a breath. I mean, it's, you know, going into nature is my go-to, and it's proven that it's necessary. And I just add the fly fishing element to it. It's fun.
Excellent.
And it's a mastery sport too.
So. Yeah. Well, we look forward to that book when that's out sometime in the future. That'll be exciting. So getting back to Ignite Your Leadership, because we have a few minutes left here in the show, so I want to make sure we touch on the points for our listeners here. Again, you're listening to the Focus Radio Show, and the guest is Kathy Sparrow, and she is co-author of Ignite Your Leadership, Proven Tools for Leaders to Energize Teams, Fuel Momentum, and Accelerate Results. And I love that title, by the way, because as a leader, that's what you need to do. You need to, you know, not only have the tools to energize your teams, fuel momentum, and accelerate results. I think that's what many leaders are looking for to do in their business is to grow it. And it can be a challenge as a leader. And you have to know that you can't go it alone. You certainly have to have a team. In order for you to accelerate your results, you're going to have to build that team of your leaders and really inspire them to become a leader. So it's just not about your leadership skills. It's truly about being able to develop your team, your people. And you're going to have leaders at all different experience levels, you know, different generations. There's many challenges, perspectives. There's a lot that goes into really becoming a leader. And Kathy, one of the questions that I have for you, and I don't know if you have an answer, but I've always thought this, does anybody ever really master leadership? You know what I mean? There's so much to learn. Does anybody ever really master it?
I don't believe so. I think we're all, I think that one of the things about a leader is that continual search for, for more growth, for more knowledge, for more more development.
Mastery, I
agree. Journey, you know, that may be cliche, but it really, I grow every day. You know, I grow from every experience I have, whether it's, you know, working with a client, working with my team, even working with, you know, in relationship with my family. There's always opportunity for growth. And I think if we say, oh, we've got it all, and we know it all, then we stop truly being leaders.
Right. I agree. I absolutely agree. And what are some of the, when you were putting the book together and collaborating with the other co-authors of the book, was there a couple of leadership challenges that were consistent that you have all either experienced or with clients that kept surfacing? Did you see a common theme of, you know, some of the, either the hurdles or challenges that leaders were running into today?
I think that many of us in this book, we knew this was going to catapult us into a more visibility. And I believe that most of us had our little hiccups of stalling our project, you know, stalling our chapters. And that happens with everybody I work with. Writing a book, getting a program out, we go along, and then there's something that comes up that, you know, kind of sways our attention. Stephen Pressfield, in The War of Art, you know, calls that our resistance, and that's really what gets in the way of us stepping into our greatness. And I know Neil and I had conversations about our own struggles. I mean, I knew this was going to challenge me. This project was going to challenge me, and I didn't realize in how many ways, but I also realized too that I kind of held back on driving my team a little faster because I was allowing the soft deadlines to keep me from stepping out into my greatness. I think we all have that fear at some level because we do become different people. Sometimes that makes anytime we make changes, it makes people around us uncomfortable. So the trick is to, you know, change with grace and bring those we love along with us and not leave them behind. And I think that's what challenges some leaders too.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And one of the things that I've noticed of, you know, coaching many organizations out there, leadership, it all also, and I'm sure you guys touch on this in your book, is bringing the team together around one common goal or objective. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes within organizations, within the departments, you have people that have their own bibs and goals, and and they go off in a different direction. It creates conflict. And so being able to, at the top, truly bring the team together around that one primary goal and then surrounding that with a set of core values certainly helps, to support that. And I think that's one of the challenges leaders have, and is that being able to pull the team together around that and to be able to stay focused on that core objective, because in business, boy, it can be fast and furious at times, and you can certainly get thrown off course and get caught up in just, you know, the minutia of everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that for those listening, keeping leadership top of mind, staying focused on leadership, bringing your team together, and using books like this book here that is, and this will be available in the next week, right? You have your summit today, Kathy?
Yeah, the summit launches today. I was able, I got to interview Jack Canfield, and we had awesome, even though I've spent years with him, he's got a lot of top tips. Kathleen Seeley's on the show today, along with Joe Sanfilippo. And it goes for 2 weeks. I know we've got a lot of really, really great leaders from around the world. And then the book, the official launch is on the 21st. However, it is available for pre-sale on Amazon.
Okay.
So we're ready to go. We already made number one and new releases over the weekend. So
excellent.
Pretty cool.
That's congratulations. That is excellent.
Thank you.
Well, again, my guest here is Kathy Sparrow, and she is the co-author of Ignite Your Leadership, Proven Tools for Leaders to Energize Teams, Fuel Momentum, and Accelerate Results. If you are a leader out there, entrepreneur, small business owner, even if you don't have a team, keeping leadership top of mind and growing yourself so that you can not only better yourself, but to really stay on that journey of improving so that you can achieve your goals and achieve your dreams is key. And I think that this is going to be an excellent book, and I can't wait to get my hands on it, Kathy, and hear the various perspectives from all the authors. And these are global authors. So it's not, if you're reading this, I want to just share with the listeners that one of the key things that Kathy mentioned, and I just want to emphasize, is that you're going to gain various perspectives from this book, from authors and leaders from around the world, which I think is just awesome. So I can't wait to get my hands on it. Kathy, we have a few minutes left. Is there anything you want to share with our listeners before we wrap the show up?
I would just, everybody is a leader. I truly believe everybody is a leader, whether we are a small business owner, whether we're running a company, whether we're in our families, we're all leaders, and that it's our responsibility to pave the way for our younger generation and really, really walk the talk. And one of the things I question, I have a grandchildren, and for me as a woman, I now have a granddaughter, and I ask myself, what would Abby want? What would I want for Abby? And that has helped me make decisions. So I think if we look at, even if we don't have children, but we have children who are in our midst, in our circle of influence, you know, what would we want for them? And then really be able to step up and make decisions based on that.
Excellent. Well, and that brings us, we've got to wrap it up here. I want to invite everyone to pick up a copy of Ignite Your Leadership, Proven Tools for Leaders to Energize Teams, Fuel Momentum, and Accelerate Results. Our guest today has been Kathy Sparrow. She is the co-author of the book, along with 11 other authors. So I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of it. You've been listening to The Focus Radio. I'm Mike Brenhog, The Focus Guy. And stay tuned each week have an awesome day. And thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.